The long ribbon of highway outside of town stretches for miles. Desert scrub grows out onto the cheaply paved road in the mountains of northern Sonora. Locals warn, don't go too far up into the hills. Even the Sinaloa cartel stays out. So does the Mexican army. They circle them instead. In the hills, their target, a narco trafficker who has successfully fought both the army and the cartels off for the past year. He goes by the name El Hilo. The largest of the towns in these hills is Tubutama, a mission town 300 years old. Father Anastasio Franco Gomez gives the mass today.
En el censo del 2000 y decía 1750 era lo que
The last census counted 1750 people. Right now, he doubts there's even 500 left. The town's last local cop was shot dead in mid-June. The police station closed down. School teachers have left. Businesses locked up. Empty roads, empty houses sit in the middle of town, their windows shattered out. Maria Luisa Galvach has been the mission's keeper for 18 years.
No tenemos médico ni nada, nada, nada. El centro de salud.
The health clinic that served the region is closed down, she says. Companies stopped delivering goods to the local stores. Travel further up into the hills and closer to the Arizona border. The last army checkpoint is miles behind now. We pull into the pueblo of Cerro Prieto. This is Hilo's territory. The town is nearly deserted. 11-year-old Leonardo is helping his dad work on a house. He grew up in Phoenix, where they lived illegally before coming back to Mexico. He hoses the sweat off on this hot day and goes to stand shyly behind his father.
They come with guns here, like people scare.
Like the other towns here, there is no gas station or large grocery store. For those, one must drive down into the cities. But people have been killed by the cartel for trying to bring fuel or food back up. The assumption is it will go to Hilo. The Mexican army, it stands back and just watches. It all leaves Leonardo's father angry, frustrated. They can't bring provisions, fresh vegetables, or even gasoline, he says. The boy, Leonardo, has clear instructions for when the gunmen come.
Just go, like, to, like, inside the house and stay there.
Just as we were leaving, Hilo comes. Who are you looking for? Hilo? I'm Hilo, he says. He's a large man, huge, blonde hair clipped short, wearing a black button-down, and strings of bright yellow and orange plastic beads. He's driving a beat-up maroon pickup truck with five men inside. Six men sit in the bed, staring like cats. Their hands grab the rails of the truck as if they're ready to leap out. His eyes are blue, and he's angry at the government, he says. The government brought in mercenaries, he says. They're arming for war. He's prepared. Back down the lawless road into the main town, the few children left are warming up for San Pablo Day, a historic festival that's always drawn a crowd from both sides of the border. The crowd is supposed to spill out from the mission onto the church square for a festival. This year, it barely filled the pews. Reporting from Tubutama, Sonora, I'm Michel Marisco.